If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn we sent you. And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
Did you notice I didn't say, are you ready?
I missed that.
Hey, we want to thank our good friend, Mr. Rich O'Brien. Yeah. The late Mr. Rich O'Brien, for all that great music behind our cow commercials.
Godspeed, Badger.
You betcha. Here we go. Paul Overstreet sent us a single. It's a great song. It's about a rodeo cowboy. It's called All I Ever Wanted to Be Was a Cowboy.
All I ever wanted to be was a cowboy. Ride my pony on the range. Sleep in my campfires, my head resting on my saddle. Finding shelter from the rain. I've seen 20 miles of hard road made out of gravel. Nights when those old coyotes wouldn't let me sleep. Rattlesnakes in the kitchen, lions stampeding cattle. Days on end where there wasn't much to eat. But all I ever wanted to be was a cow. Riding in some rodeo. Losing your shirt or winning a buckle. Which one it would be, you never know. Once upon a time I had to sell my saddle just to pay a hotel bill. We make California hungry, broken rattle. I'd do it all again just for the thrill. 'Cause all I ever wanted to be was a cowboy. Ride my pony on the range. Sleep in my campfires, my head resting on my saddle. Seeking shelter from the rain. '68, I was a champion. For a couple of years, I was the steer wrestling king. It was a hell of a lot better than bouncing drunks out of taverns and all those skin up knuckles. Job like that can bring. All I ever wanted to be was a cowboy. Ride my pony on the range. My eyes are dreaming of the nights with my Miss Donna, the only girl. That old sun starts setting home. We'll just us right away. It's all we ever wanted to be was a cowboy. Live and die out on the range. So bury my body neath some old weeping willow. Maybe I'll find shelter from the rain.
Oh yeah, that's a good song.
Mm-hmm, that's
you
good
know,
stuff.
Paul Overstreet is terribly underrated
I
as a songwriter.
Right.
He wrote so many hits that other people sang.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, just a,
and he's good with that.
Oh, yeah, he is, and I like his voice.
I do too.
I like his singing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Oh, here we go.
Isn't that another one?
Are you ready?
Was that another one of Van Gogh's
here we go.
Brothers? Here we go.
We got to add that one to
we'll
the
add, add that one to it, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready for him to buck?
I think I am.
I think I am.
I think I am.
Right. Have you done enough work, okay, so that when you get on him for the first time, that he's not going to grab his tail and swallow his head? Have you?
Well, reminds me of the story with Marty.
Okay.
You know, back when she was 7 or 8 or somewhere in there.
Right.
And I was riding a Greenbroke Waspy colt fall day, all right, Chris?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Beautiful morning.
Froggy.
And froggy.
Yeah.
And here comes the ditch.
Yep.
Okay. And you know without a doubt.
As soon as he hits the other side,
he's going to blow
he's
up.
He's going to swallow his head.
So I'm sitting there getting ready.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
What's coming.
Right, getting ready for what's
and Marty
coming.
Jumps across the ditch and jumps back, says, just hang on to the saddle horn like this.
Just like this, Dad.
Boop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See how easy it is? Right.
And she got the same training from me.
Right, yeah.
Well, I wasn't ready.
Right. Are you ready, and is the horse ready? Right? Right. Have you done the proper work not to have an explosion?
Not on that one.
Right.
I missed that one.
Well, like Ray Hunt always said, right? Yeah. What's the first thing you do after you successfully mount a horse for the first time?
You get off.
You get off.
Exactly.
Yes. I mean, mission accomplished. You did a good job.
Uh-huh.
Give them the relief and give them the reward.
Absolutely.
Yep, that's it. Hey, how about a little cowpoke poetry?
What you got?
Well, you know, this week, if you ain't living, you're dying. If you ain't living, you're dying, the old feller said. His oration kept spinning inside of my head. Sometimes I wondered why he weren't dead. But the old boy's proverb was taunting me. He was ancient and grizzled and long in the tooth. Many decades had passed from the days of his youth. I could not see his vision, to tell you the truth. Now his prophecy keeps haunting me. His fingers were knotted like the twigs of an oak. He walked with a limp, 'cause most every bone broke. His soft voice was raspy, and he coughed when he spoke. And somehow he seemed proud of his scars. What impressed me the most was his zeal for his life. He took pride and honor in his struggles and strife, loved nothing more than his kids and his wife, and wasted none of his time in bars. His horses weren't just equipment nor whimsical trends. They were not only his partners, they were his friends. And when his temper ran short, he always made amends, making certain that they knew his remorse. Because of the dangers, at times he turned lame. Getting piled up or stepped on was no source of shame. He would not retaliate and accepted the blame, never casting the fault on the horse. He used spurs sparingly and would not use a quirt. Nevertheless, still ended up in the dirt. His family doesn't want to see him get hurt, so they suggest that he give up the trade. But he's not afraid of a bump or a bruise, still believes he has to nail on his own shoes, 'cause this life and this living isn't something you choose, it's just how a cowboy is made. It's the only life he's known, and the only way he can bear to get up and start a new day. He just can't help it. It's in his DNA. And that's what makes him keep trying. Now I think I get what the old feller was saying. Spend your time working and a little time playing. Accept the consequences and give thanks by praying. 'Cause if you ain't living, you're dying.
Yeah, there's a little truth in that.
Isn't that the truth? You betcha. Yeah.
Hey, we got a request.
I'm staying here.
Yeah, we're staying anyway. Yeah. We're going to air this show anyway.
That's right.
Yeah. Comes from Peggy Dale.
Yeah.
Out there in North Carolina. She wants the original version.
Oh, yeah.
Dean Martin's version. Singing My Rifle, My Pony, and Me.
The sun is sinking in the west. The cattle go down to the stream. The redwing settles in the nest. It's time for a cowboy to dream. Purple light in the canyons. That's where I long to be, with my three good companions, just my rifle, pony, and me. Gonna hang my sombrero on the limb of a tree.
Coming home,
sweetheart, darling. My rifle, pony, and me. Just my rifle, my pony, and me.
Whippoorwill in the willow sings a sweet melody. Riding to Amarillo,
just my rifle, pony, and me. No more cow to be roping. No more stray. Will I see
round the bend?
She'll be waiting for my rifle, pony. My rifle, my pony, and me.
Well, there you go, Peggy.
Yeah,
that is.
She's got good taste.
She does. Ooh. My goodness sakes. Now, that's from the movie Rio Bravo.
Yeah.
With John Wayne.
We're going to have to revisit that one.
You know, I've got it on my iPad, and I watch it frequently.
Frequently?
I do. Yeah, just because I can.
Just because it's there.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, are you ready?
No.
For a cowmercial. Yeah, and when we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File. Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.